Attention Patriots, this is the Chris Ann Hall Show.
Who's gonna stand up? Where are the lovers of liberty?
I think that's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's unconstitutional. It's out of control.
You think this is over? This isn't over. There's a liberty wave coming.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Welcome to the show, my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall.
Howdy.
Sorry, I'm laughing because we look like we're in a cave, J.C., over here on YouTube. We're doing the best we can on the road in a hotel. So I wanted to show everybody on today's show one of the funniest things I've seen on CNN in a really long time.
Oh, yeah?
What's that? Source: White House planned to release detained immigrants into sanctuary cities to retaliate against Dem enemies.
They don't look happy.
Is this what Michael Savage calls
a mental disorder? Yeah.
You created sanctuary cities telling everybody you want them to come here. We welcome you with open arms.
Now you're mad because
we're going to be sending them to you.
You mad, bro? That's crazy.
We were sitting in the hotel
Your
room.
Your mama didn't ever tell you be careful what you ask for?
We're sitting in the hotel, and this comes up on the screen, and I said, JC, I got to take a picture of this. This is actually what you're seeing on YouTube right now is a picture that I took with my camera of the television, because I thought, surely they're going to get embarrassed by this later and scrub this story. Right. I've got to have proof that it actually existed, because this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing for me, for them to watch this.
So Dems are mad because illegals are coming to their
sanctuary cities
that they set up for illegals.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that the illegals could vote and hold office and get public money and tax dollars. And now they're mad because we're going to send them there.
Are we officially, we're officially stopped saying illegal immigrants since? One of the senators
in North Dakota
state legislature. Who was Norwegian?
Norwegian.
Who was an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And so she pointed that out. So
yeah, she said, no, are you a legal immigrant?
There's no legal immigrant.
Or illegal.
Or illegal immigrant. Because
if you're an immigrant.
If you're illegal, you're not an immigrant.
You're not an immigrant.
You're just illegal.
But I just had to put that up there because this is mind-numbingly stupid. And I don't use that S word very often, but I just...
I do.
I know you do, but I don't. I don't like the S word.
Cheers.
In your Hampton Inn coffee cup there. I don't use the S word because I believe that there's an ignorance that mostly drives people to do the wrong things. And people always say that's the difference between you and me, JC, is I'm
obnoxious, whatever.
What's interesting is that I'm the one that's always been told I'm not diplomatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be the diplomat in the family, but I guess not on radio. I just, you know, I always, because
I
I'm a teacher.
Like I see it, man.
Here I'm a teacher.
Like Don Lemon or Lamon now. I'm hearing them, they call him Lamon.
They always changing stuff.
I mean, he's ignorant and stupid. That's ignorant and stupid.
So, ignorant and stupid.
You know, so mm-hmm. there you go.
Well, this is just mind-numbingly stupid. And we have listened to Michael Savage and the Savage Nation on occasion. And Michael Savage
is a mental disorder.
Liberalism is a mental disorder.
So anyway,
and there's more evidence of that. Speaking of the liberalism is a mental disorder, okay? Our Bernie friend... Not Weekend at Bernie's, but Bernie Sanders makes the headlines again. Oh, that's two CNN stories in a row on the Chris Ann Hall show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell Chris Ann is on the road because Chris Ann is a captive audience and all of these public places play CNN. I don't get that. Why do I have to watch? Why can't I watch, you know, OA or RT or something? I don't know.
In North Dakota. You wouldn't think CNN would be everywhere, but... Whatever.
Maybe it's
know thy enemy.
They're everywhere. So Bernie Sanders is in an interview, and the journalist asks him about, you know, you're a socialist and your wealth. And Bernie retorts. I love how they say he didn't just reply, he retorted. So you know there was some angst in his voice when he said it, right? I wrote a best-selling book. If you write a best-selling book, you can be a millionaire too.
Yeah. So the funny part of it is...
It's spinning the socialist heads in circles. They're like the exorcist.
And so I won't say stupid. So the pea brain college
you
millennial...
You can say stupid. They expect that from you.
The
so.
Pea brain college millennial useful... Well, useful idiots. Like it's not a derogatory term. That's you know, historical term.
I think Miss Libby is uneducated. I think she's ignorant and she's deceived. I won't call her... stupid and
no, but she's a useful
suffering
idiot.
Yeah, and she's suffering from a real psychological disorder.
Yeah, so useful.
I mean,
the
DSM-5 psychological disorder.
And the term "useful idiot" so it's a specific term that in the American vernacular now is usually tied to you know, communist, socialist, these brain dead pea brain people that follow. So Congressman Ed, what's his name? Derwinski, 1959, basically coins the usage of this phrase.
Useful idiots?
Useful idiots, referring
really?
To...
Really? Some congressman coined that?
Yes, so referring to...
we live in a different day.
He coined the usage of, right?
So was he a Democrat?
It was used in other ways, but the usage that we, what we from that point forward used it, and referred to it. So he coined this in an op-ed essay that he wrote in I think it was Chicago Times, where he was talking about these American peace activists that were duped by the Soviet Union. They go over to the Soviet Union and, you know, they're all pro whatever. And he's like, this is
pro Stalin.
Yeah. They're like this. He said, this is what Lenin calls you a bunch of useful idiots. You're supporting this, you know, you morons, this is self-destructive. And they're against your liberty and against your nation, blah, blah, blah. So it's a, and the thing about useful idiot is, and why I think it applies in this case. So useful idiot, we typically look at as they're following a person who is actually lying to them.
Right.
Right. Who knows
that he's lying.
He's lying to
them. He knows
them.
It's an intentional, willful lie.
But the useful idiot doesn't understand. And so typically...
That he's being lied to.
That the useful idiot is being lied to. So this is Bernie Sanders, right? Because Bernie Sanders... Now listen to me carefully, conservatives, libertarians, you people out there. Bernie Sanders is not a socialist. Bernie Sanders promotes socialism.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
That he can be president because he has this constituency of useful idiots that buy. So he lies to immature college students. It gets, you know, and hypes up socialism, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile,
under
he's
the
out
lure
there,
of all the free stuff.
Yeah, meanwhile.
He gives them the lure of all the free stuff.
He's got, you know, multi-million dollar properties, homes. Ski resort property kind of thing in Vermont, and he's a millionaire off his books and whatever. So Bernie is not a practicing socialist. Bernie does not believe in socialism. He believes in pretending to be a socialist and promoting socialism in order to control other
JC,
people.
JC, isn't that the way the leadership in socialist governments always work, though?
Okay, so that's the other point I was going
to
say.
Okay, I'm just trying to connect the dots here.
Right. So if you really get down to brass tacks and you examine, like Soviet Union, for instance, you examine the socialist systems, how many of the leaders of socialism are in fact socialist, right? How many of them actually believe in it?
Zero.
So when it's really
zero.
Put into practice, it's always, because we'll get into Libby's comments about mm-hmm. this, but it's always
her poor little painful brain wrangling.
But get this, the people listen to this show are smart. You guys know this. It's always a bunch of elite rich people
right.
that are running the socialist system, and it's the useful idiots mm-hmm. out there talking about, you know, we need to hate the rich, get rid of wealth and all this sort of stuff. And all of their leaders are filthy rich and ruling over them. So that's always the way socialist system works. But the useful idiots, they don't know or whatever. I don't know, whatever. It doesn't seem like they know or something. Maybe this is where the idiot part comes in. Apparently, they don't realize Bernie's lying to them, or they right. don't want to accept that Bernie's lying to them. So this sent the useful idiots into a meltdown, trying to fit his statements and his personal reality into their ideology.
Right, right.
And so they almost blew a circuit. So Libby Watson on Twitter, it's funny to watch, you know, look at the feed. She's trying to explain it. Here's my take on Bernie's millionaire thing. It's complicated. I don't think it makes him a bad advocate for mm-hmm. redistributed policies, especially because he spent like 75 years being normal. But I don't think being a millionaire is something we need to defend either. So total confusion.
So Libby is a journalist for Splinter News.
Yeah.
That's how she gets her little blue thing. She has the blue Twitter seal of approval, which, by the way, they won't give me. But they give Libby Watson from Splinter News the blue seal of approval.
Who I know you prefer to be diplomatic, but who is a total doofus, a total nincompoop. and obvious from what she's writing. She says there's a big difference. This is funny. Big difference between people who become millionaires through exploiting others and people who don't. And then it's like this out loud musing. I'm not sure exactly who is exploited by Bernie making $1 million off book sales. People who work in ... book factories? How are books made? It's like, so she trails off into this confusion like, well, maybe people are being exploited. Maybe book factory. I don't know. How are books made? Right, so no idea.
I love how she says, I don't think being a millionaire is something we need to defend.
Yeah.
But that is completely anti-socialist.
So see how the rich leaders get them to believe we need to be poor.
Liberty's lobbyist Chris N. Hall has now taken control.
Welcome back to the Chris N. Hall Daily Journal. So, JC, let me see if I get this straight. Bernie Sanders is not a socialist, but he advocates for socialism.
Yeah, sort of.
And
I'd like to clarify that.
But he is a millionaire.
Yes.
But socialists are the ones like Occupy Wall Street and all that who hate the millionaires, and we're supposed to take the money from the millionaires and give it to the poor people. But Libby Watson from Splinter News, who is obviously a Bernie Sanders fan, and I think that it would be fair to attribute to her at least a desire in the ideology of socialism, is now saying being a millionaire is okay. We don't have to defend.
No.
No?
She says maybe it's not okay. It might not be okay.
It might
She's
be
not
okay.
Sure. It's a discussion they need to have.
Oh, okay. Because if you're normal for 75 years
but she
and
is,
then you become a millionaire because you write a book, then that's okay, because if you use capitalism to become a millionaire so we can take the money through socialism, then that's good. Because how else
so
are you going to make...
That's the idiot part of useful idiot.
So how are you going to make $1 million off writing a book if you don't live in a capitalist society to begin with?
Well, you're not.
Okay. All right, so I'm just, it's really hard to string along with this.
Now,
it's so much simpler, JC, to be a constitutionalist.
Yeah.
Because we actually have a written standard.
Sure.
And we know, right? There's something we can point at back to. I'm just grateful. Putting on the record. I'm grateful. I'm a constitutionalist.
Sure. Now, of course, in this, you're talking about an economic system. Now, so let me be clear on this, by the way, and I don't want to lose anybody here, but so socialism, what is socialism? First of all, Bernie's not a socialist. He technically doesn't advocate socialist. So they're technically...
Was that Tom Woods that was teaching us about this not too long ago?
We were listening to somebody on Tom Woods show. But if you think about... So the definition of socialism is state ownership and control of private property. So in reality, none of the candidates actually advocate that. They're this sort of new version, this neo-socialism. Right. So
you technically
can call them interventionist from an economic standpoint. So they're interventionist. They believe in all of this state control. But it's a kind of a fine line. And so here's what it seems to me, the new neo-socialism, the new socialism. So it's not outright the means of production in the hands of the government. They have a more devious, sort of surreptitious brand of socialism. So they let you, they want to maintain the illusion that you hold, that private individuals hold the means of production. So yeah, you own it. We're not socialists. We don't want socialism because we're not saying the government should own the means of production.
Because that's what socialism really is.
That's what socialism is, okay? But in a way, in fact, they still are, because what they advocate is interventionism to such a degree that government controls the means of production. Therefore, what is really the point of ownership? If, in fact, the person who owns it doesn't control it and the government dictates everything you do with it. So I think you can argue in reality that is socialism. It's just kind of...
Trying to put a pretty pink icing on the top of it.
Yeah, it really is.
Because there is, if you don't have control of something in your possession, then you don't own it. Because whoever has control is the owner.
Yeah, so this may sound weird, right? So in the technical sense, Bernie Sanders and AOC and all these guys are not technically socialist, but in fact, they are.
Yes.
They're just trying to conceal it by the means in which they go about it.
So she goes on to tell us, she says, she goes through this musing and she says, I'm not sure who's exploited by Bernie making a million off of book sales, people who work in book factories, how are books made? I bet she goes to the grocery store and believes that hamburger comes from the meat section.
From Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah, hamburger comes from Whole Foods, right?
Milk comes from Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, and it comes in a carton.
Vegetables come from
Whole Foods. Yeah, right.
I like the next, this journalist writes.
Journalist.
Okay,
or
quote,
Splinter.
This journalist, quote, but in general, like, there's a conversation to be had. It's like, she actually writes,
but in general,
there's a conversation to be had about, get this, how much wealth you can have before you're bad. And I don't know that $1 million in today's money is it. Well, the real question is, how are you going to get that $1 million, doofus, without capitalism in the first place?
As there again, men tear up our constitution, and from every direction, we cry around.
You can't learn the easy way, you'll learn the hard way.
Chris and Hall, she's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here with my husband and co-host, and I'm dying over here. Dying over here.
It's hilarious.
She says, Libby Watson from Splinter News says, there's a conversation to be had about how much wealth you can have before you're bad.
Before you're bad.
Right. after she actually writes the word like as if she were speaking like a valley, like girl, right? And I don't know if that's $1 million in today's money, is it? And the funny thing is, JC, I know you're gonna share the rest of it with us because it's all just as brilliant as before. But she actually tries to engage in some kind of an economic discussion on the morality of good and bad based on the current value of the dollar.
Yeah, whatever it might be now.
Current value of the dollar.
So she says one
$1 million.
I don't think $1 million. If you have $1 million, you're not a bad person yet. But if it's $2 million, yeah.
No, you gotta read it. What she says.
She says it might be $2 million. Exclamation point.
I don't know. Exclamation point.
Right. So you're definitely not a bad person if you have $1 million. You might be a bad person if you have two. Okay, so if you wanna continue to be a good person, you have to stop.
Now, you have to stop at $1 million.
Now, if you have 1.5 million, I'm not sure what that makes you. Like you're like Two-Face in DC Comics. You're part good, part bad.
I don't think she knows either, because she goes on to say the vast majority of the people who will say they care about this are people whose opinions are irrelevant anyway.
Well, yeah, so that's just the out. That's silencing debate.
Right.
Right. So now,
but she says we need to talk about this.
That's what's crazy.
She says so we need to talk about this, and then we need to silence the debate.
If your opinion doesn't agree with what we're saying, then it doesn't matter anyway. Right. It's basically what she's saying there. But this is how she rounds it off.
This is brilliant. We really need a drum roll or something, because this is the amazing display of brilliant ignorance.
Because she has to make sure that because by the way, Bernie has more than $1 million.
Yeah.
So
does she know that?
I don't know if she knows that. Given her line of reasoning.
Maybe she thinks the word millionaire means you only have 1 million.
You're right.
And you have to be.
Yeah, because Bernie said you can make a million. So he only has.
See, Bernie
he
says
only has a million.
I'm a millionaire, right? So maybe that's why she thinks.
It's just one. It's just Bernie one. Only has one.
1 million.
So, and he's good. Bernie good.
Bernie good.
Bernie has one. Those with more than one, bad. Bernie
1.5,
has one,
not
good.
Sure.
You have two, bad. So, but now, you know, she's not.
Millionaire.
But she's not sure that Bernie's going to stop.
Right.
Right? So now she has to, she's got to give herself an out where that if Bernie happens to cease being a millionaire and has two of them, she says, and I'd take a millionaire who supports taxing the rich over a guy who has 150K and opposes taxing the rich any day. Also, and I mean, she's very conflicted.
I know, she says,
also, almost all the Democrat candidates are rich. And that's something that needs to change. So, I mean, this girl.
She really, okay, so that is confirmation.
This is a cry for help, folks.
This is confirmation. She really believes that Bernie Sanders only has $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million.
$1 million. And that it's okay to be a millionaire.
Yeah, he only has $1 million.
It's okay to be a millionaire if you support taxing people who have $2 million.
Right, or more.
But the 150K guy who doesn't want to tax the guy who has $2 million.
But she is kind of bothered that all the Democrats
are rich.
Right? Now,
which she still hasn't defined.
Now, so let me tell you.
I'm sorry. A millionaire is rich for me, right?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Now, this is where the idiot part comes in and useful,
I guess.
It gets
better?
No, I'm just, this is my take on it.
Right.
About what's not there. So now I'm going to talk about what's not there. So at no point does she entertain the idea that all of these rich Dems who are saying rich is bad, never does she think you know what? They might be lying to me. Maybe they're not sincere. Maybe they're hypocrites.
Maybe Bernie is
in fact, maybe the entire ideology that they're pitching to me, which they themselves don't practice, may not be legitimate. Right? She never, like, you can't go down that road because that makes her examine what she actually believes. She cannot entertain those thoughts because she would actually, you know, it might cast doubt about her whole stance.
So this journalist, Libby Watson for Splinter News, is actually more ignorant than the college freshman that I taught at Miami University when I taught her the history of the Constitution. In the middle of my lesson, she stood up, balled her fists, shook them at me, and said, "Why have I been lied to my entire education?"
Yeah.
So apparently,
Libby can't recognize she's being lied to.
She cannot recognize she's being lied to. And it's really disturbing to me. Now, she
says, so that, my friends, is a useful idiot.
But she says, look, also almost all the Dem candidates are rich, and that's something that needs to change. But what she's missing is almost all the Dem candidates now are for taxing the rich people and giving her more money. So she said it's okay. She'll take a millionaire who supports taxing the rich. She really is conflicted.
conflicted is putting it kindly.
This is a mental disorder.
It is.
It is.
It has to be. It must be.
Is this the real physical manifestation of cognitive dissonance?
Well, no, cognitive dissonance. Well, maybe I don't know when she is being faced with contrary information.
Yeah, in her own mind, you can see the conflict going on in her own mind.
Yeah, so maybe that's clinically what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely.
But she
crazy.
Has to. That's when confirmation bias kicks in. She has to dismiss that.
Right.
Because I mean, it's obvious to the rest of us. Bernie's a hypocrite. Bernie's lying. Bernie doesn't believe what he's trying to sell you that you've swallowed hook, line, and sinker because it doesn't work, you know, but they can't receive that.
And she can't think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been in politics now for less than a term, and she's already cheating on her taxes, or at least, I'm sorry, she's been accused of cheating on her taxes. If she's actually all for redistribution of wealth, now that she has more, shouldn't she be giving more? Why should she be avoiding the taxation process when she believes in taxation as the proper means for a society to lift up those others in society?
It is an incredibly bizarre phenomenon, almost, I mean, it sounds demonic, for to be able to get a person.
It absolutely is
like
demonic.
This,
it's deception.
No, to get this person to be essentially advocating being poor.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what she's advocating, for everybody to be poor.
It's a poverty gospel.
It's kind of strange. Yeah, and it's funny you say that. I mean, we hear that same kind of preaching in the church.
Right, exactly.
You know, so it's got to be a spiritual thing. It's very strange.
And so there you have the socialism at its finest from the tweets of Libby Watson, whom has the Twitter seal of approval and a quote-unquote journalist for Splinter News.
Yeah.
I wonder if Dianne Feinstein would think that, or Dick Durbin would find her having the bona fide credentials necessary for freedom of speech and freedom of press.
By the way, I want to point, let's go back. She says in the first comment, redistributive policies. Remember, she uses that term. So that's another way that they cloak Marxist principles and try to sell them.
Redistributive policies?
Yeah, so that's why I say when we're talking about this new socialism, this neo-socialism, it is not pure Marxism, right? Because it's not total seizure of the means of production.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so redistributive policies it basically says, okay, we'll let you have some semblance of capitalism. We're going to let some semblance of capitalism continue, and then we're going to milk it like a cow. So they have to have somewhere, some bucket to draw out of. So they're not saying we're just going to come in and seize all means of production. We're going to let you guys keep producing. We're just going to take all your stuff. You know, and that's where the idea when people say, hey, that's all well and good until you run out of other people's stuff.
Well, so but that's kind the of solution. The new socialism. The new socialism is the twist on the Margaret Thatcher theme. If you socialism always fails because you run out of somebody else's money.
Yeah, so they're saying,
if you allow the production to continue.
So they're saying we're trying to devise a system where we don't run out of stuff to steal.
Right.
Right. So that's why this new socialism.
We're going to set up a factory to steal from.
But and maybe it sounds like us.
We're going to build a factory so we can steal from it.
Okay. And I don't know if listeners think it sounds like I'm splitting hairs or in talking about something that doesn't make a difference. But this is how these guys argue it now. You know, when you.
They're the ones splitting the hairs.
Yeah. So when you call them, that's why you hear all the retort. So you call them socialists and they say, you know, either we're not socialists or you don't understand socialism or whatever.
Ocasio-Cortez says that all the time.
Because that's what it is. It's a new socialism.
We're not talking about that socialism, correct. She says. We're talking about our version of socialism.
Yeah. So that's what's going on here. It is. She is telling the truth, in a sense, telling the truth. Because, again, in a pure technical sense, socialism means state ownership and control of the means of production.
Mm-hmm.
No, none of these candidates are calling for that. Mm-hmm. None of them.
Not yet.
Elizabeth Warren.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, so that's another argument. But Warren, Sanders, Cortez, Beto O'Rourke, none of them. None of them call for state ownership or state confiscation of the means of production. None of them. Because they're pitching a new socialism.
It's
okay to disguise.
A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
They're trying to disguise how onerous and how tyrannical the government is being because it still seems like you still have your stuff.
And Hall Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. If you're watching us on YouTube, I've left up here our Socialists Suck t-shirt just so you can keep poking at the new socialists because, like you said, JC, they say we are not those people, right?
Yeah.
We are not those people.
And now, I mean, I'm trying to explain why they say that.
So, we're the Bernie Sanders people who believe it's okay to be a millionaire.
Yeah, so when they say, well, we're not, you know, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about Stalin and Lenin and Mao and Castro. That's not, you know, that's not who we are.
We're not going to go around and murder people and commit genocide.
Well, aside from all that, just on the economic side of it, we're not running around we're not trying to take everybody's property. So that's
seize all the farmland and dictate how they grow.
Right. That's the disguise. Okay. So it's a new and improved socialism. It's
really more
crafty. So
we're
really
not going to take
crafty.
The land, but we're going to pass the Green Bill and regulate it. I actually saw Ocasio-Cortez on some millennial program talking about how the Green Deal will lay controls on cow flatulation.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, and the whole audience breaks out laughing about this cow flatulation. And she says, I know it sounds funny, but it's a real thing. It's a real thing. Cow flatulation is harming the environment, the methane and all that stuff. And I thought, you people are so stupid. I want somebody to go to the Bronx and monitor the flatulation that happens in the Bronx. Because it's okay to monitor the flatulation of a cow. But what about human beings? Seriously, I think there's probably more flatulation in the Bronx than there is in the cow fields that we just passed in North Dakota.
Okay, for the record, I don't want either of those jobs. just so you know.
Yeah. Well, but in socialism, then, you know, it doesn't matter. You get paid the same thing, whether you're the cow flatulist specialist or the you know, ear, nose, and throat guy.
But I think people need to understand in the argument, right, in what's going on here, the sleight of hand that is going on here and why you know, you may have difficulty when you point to Stalin and Lenin and this
because
kind of
because they will go that direction.
Correct.
They will go that direction, I mean, but they want you to make you think that they're not that people.
Yeah, I mean that's inevitable. But so the thing is, in their argument, if you then it's saying to them in their context and their definition and the way they operate, if you control my property, if you control the means of production to such an extent that I can only do with it what you say,
or make it in the way that you say that I can make it,
then I really don't own the means of production. There really isn't private ownership of the means of production. You own it. So that's the little shift. That's the element of the new communism. That's a deception.
And it's just a simple progression from the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton. They're declaring you didn't build that anyway.
It's the same line of thinking.
Yeah,
exactly.
You didn't build it, so you don't have the right to control it.
It's the other side of the coin. I mean, so you see that the same thought processes. They think in the same way because that's the kind of, you know, that's the kind of communism, the kind of socialism that's in their mind. So they have this on their side, you know, they actually own your stuff because you're controlling it, right? And then they're saying, well, you didn't actually build that. So they view things in this sort of layered, you know, separate thing. So there's no real private ownership, private control of anything in their world. Government is the one that does everything. Government is the one that achieves everything. Government is the good thing. And people, or individuals, I should say, are bad. Because, by the way, I should add this in here, because this is another thing, another trick that they do, which this is dumber than the rest. When they say, well, we don't want government, you know, we don't want all property in the hands of government. We want to put the means of production in the hands of the people.
We want people-owned corporations.
Well, that's a different thing.
No bosses.
That's syndicalism, which is that have to be another show. But we want to put it in the hands of the people. What is the people? What does that even mean? Right. So you're going to get, you know, 360 million people are making the daily decisions. So
and
it
how
has
are
to
360 million? How are these people going to buy Bernie Sanders books to make him a millionaire anyway?
So the question to that is, oh, OK, in the hands of the people, who's going to run it on the behalf of the people?
Right.
Okay, it's got to be government.
Bernie Sanders.
So you're talking about putting the hands of the government. Come on.
Bernie Sanders wants to. Ocasio-Cortez wants to. Of course, there's plenty of volunteers. God bless you guys. We will see you next week.